fascinating series on the UTV about the restoration of the National Trust property at the Mount Stuart Estate. The series called The Big House Reborn. And here to talk to me about it, it's nearly over, but here to talk to me about what it's been like to be involved is Fergus Purdy. Fergus, hello.
Good morning.
What a project. £8 million. That's a lot of money in anybody's book, isn't it?
It certainly is, but it has been, I believe, the largest conservation project that the National Trust have undertaken here in Northern Ireland. And it's just been wonderful to be involved with that and watch the whole thing unfold.
Yeah. Now, Mount Stuart, obviously famous for its gardens, but the house, if it needed £8 million spent on it, left a lot to be desired. Have you got it back to something close to what it would have been in its heyday?
Well, I think so. I think that if anybody goes down and visits the house, they'll think that it's looking wonderful again. There was serious structural problems, but that wasn't the only thing that was dealt with. There was the whole issue of caring for the collection and the presentation of the collection as well. They were addressed, so the place is looking very good.
Yeah, I mean, it's important to restore from a historical point of view and from also a tourism point of view. It's important to restore and keep maintain these sorts of buildings, isn't it?
It is indeed, because they offer many different things for the visitor. You can go down and you can just appreciate, as you said, the wonderful gardens there at Mount Stuart, or you could go down with an eye to the interiors and how they were laid out, or you can think about the whole political history and the family connections with the property, or if you're me, you probably just go down and look at the furniture.
Yeah, the furniture's a big deal for you, isn't it? How did you get into all that?
Well, what feels like a very long time ago, when I completed my A-levels, I was lucky enough to get accepted for the London College of Furniture. So I was over there studying for a few years, and then I came back to Northern Ireland and started working as a freelance furniture conservator.
And this is where it's led you?
Indeed. I've been working with the National Trust now for almost 25 years, and that's been great. You know, I have previously carried out work at Mount Stuart, but not at this sort of intensity before.
You worked on the Congress of Vienna Chairs. That was a bit of living history.
Well, they're wonderful pieces, like superb examples of European craftsmanship, beautifully designed, wonderfully made. But I suppose their real significance is their association with the Congress of Vienna and the fact that they were then, I suppose, presented as a diplomatic gift to Viscount Castlereagh at the completion of the Congress. You know, I'm sure that there's a few of those big museums over in Vienna would love to have those pieces in their collections, and yet they're here in Northern Ireland, and that's just wonderful.
You know, people say there aren't the craftsmen about capable of doing this sort of work anymore, but you would seem to fly in the face of that.
Well, I like to think so. We're certainly trying to carry things out to a very high standard, maintaining, caring for the collection, and also passing on those skills. One of the really nice things about working on this particular project was that we were able to offer a placement to a couple of students for furniture conservation. The first of them was Rebecca, who she was from Liverpool, but then was studying in London, and she completed her course successfully. And then we had a young lady over from Finland who worked along with me, Laura, and she, I believe, is just about to complete her course in furniture conservation. So, yes, you know, we try to maintain very high standards and also take the opportunity to pass those skills on.
When it comes to those sorts of things, you're talking to a guy who's absolutely handless. You know, DIY to me is don't involve yourself. And I look at some of the things, like even, for example, the ornate work on the staircases and the banisters and things like that. I mean, how do you learn to do that?
Well, it does. You have to have an appreciation of the materials and the techniques of the time and be prepared to follow those. But I must admit, even though I'm involved in conservation, I'm no different from anybody else. I look at the work of other conservators and just think, my goodness, that's amazing. You know, how did they manage to achieve those results? So I know exactly what you mean.
There must be immense satisfaction, though, as you near the end of a project.
Well, there is, but you mentioned the one of the big projects or one of the big pieces of furniture collection that was being looked at is the Congress of Vienna chairs. Now, the work on those chairs will actually go on after the project, so they're a great illustration of the fact that although the project itself will come to an end, the National Trust work in looking after the collection will continue.
I mean, I think this program has been very important, given that you had unlimited access to let people see inside the house and obviously stimulate people who are saying, you know, I'd like to go and see that. It's only down the Ards Peninsula. I can drive down there and look at it.
Well, let's hope so. You know, I know on a personal level, a lot of people have said to me, friends who have never been to Mount Stuart, they've watched the programme, they've seen what's been going on. I think it's fair to say they've been very impressed by what's been going on, and they're now keen to go and have a look for themselves.
I mean, what fascinates me as well, Fergus, is the fact you're a young boy, you're growing up, and your mates are saying, I want to be a fireman, I want to be a teacher, or whatever it is. How do you decide that you want to do the type of restoration work you do and make it happen?
Well, I suppose with me, I had a sort of dual interest in history and woodwork, and it seemed like the one good way of combining those was to get into the preservation of historic wooden artifacts. I was also very fortunate in that I had an uncle who worked in the museum, and he sort of gave me a pointer at that young age.
Yeah, well, that certainly was a way of developing your interest, and I take it you have no regrets. There will be a lot of people listening thinking, how wonderful to do something you love for a living.
Well, it is special. You know, it's definitely one of the bonuses that after you complete a project, you still get that nice feeling. You know, you can look at the artifact and you can think that you've helped maintain it for hopefully another while. And yes, you also get to work in lovely surroundings, you know, places like Mount Stuart.
Fabulous. Listen, it's a fascinating subject. You've certainly, yourself and the series, The Big House Reborn, has certainly stimulated my interest before the end of the summer to get down there and have a look at everything. I mean, I think it's fair, it's only fair to point out that Mount Stuart is already a key player in the tourism industry here, welcoming more than 160,000 visitors in the last year. That's a lot of people. Did any of those visitors get in the way of what you were doing, or was it sort of cordoned off and you were free to get on with it?
Well, in fact, it's quite the opposite. In recent years, we have done as much as possible to bring people on in and let them see conservation work as it's happening. Previously, a lot of the work was carried out behind closed doors or in the closed season. But in more recent years, it's been realised that people are interested in conservation. They want to see it happen. They're fascinated by what it is that we're up to, and then gives them an insight into just how much effort it is to look after these sort of places.
Some people think it's strange when people get attached to furniture, but you know, I had a sideboard that my mother had. Now it had been, it's probably, you know, 70, 80 years old, but it needed a bit of restoration. Mm-hmm. And a guy down near Armoy, Clough Mills direction, did it for me, and it came up looking great, and I'm just pleased to have it in the house and still being part of my life. You know, I think that's something that a lot of other people can identify with.
Yeah, and absolutely, and that's great, you know, because if you have a piece of furniture that you love, and you've continue to get that sort of satisfaction out of owning it and the personal connections or the family connections, then isn't it wonderful that you can keep it for years to come?
Absolutely so. Listen, it's been a pleasure to talk to you, Fergus. Thanks for coming on, and a big well done to you and your team, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Okay then, bye.
Fergus Purdy there. What a fascinating time he has in his job.